Parliament has approved the financing agreement between the Government of Ghana and the International Development Association for $156 million to finance the Ghana Secondary School Education Improvement Project. The project, among other components, covers the construction of 23 senior high schools as part of government's plan to build 200 new secondary schools across the country. Presenting the report of the Finance Committee for approval, the chairman of the committee, James Avezi, said under the scholarship component of the project, items such as school sandals, school bags and sanitary towels will be provided to the students. The items listed under the scholarship package sparked heated debates in the chamber as some members of the minority could not fathom why the nation would be borrowing to provide sanitary towels to its students. Parliamentary correspondents Dominic Hologie and Augustus Akwe have filed this report from Parliament.
Despite more than 71% increase in secondary school enrollment in the last 5 years, secondary education faced with issues of geographical inequalities and infrastructure deficits. Government is therefore undertaking projects to address the challenge. One of such interventions is the sourcing of $156 million from the International Development Association. Presenting the report of the Finance Committee on the floor of the House, the chairman of the committee, James Afeji, said, having carefully examined the facility and the purpose for which it is being sought, the committee believes the implementation of the project will help increase access to secondary education and remove the infrastructural imbalance between rural and urban schools.
The project comprises two components. One, support to increase access to equity and quality in senior secondary school, and B, management, research and monitoring and evaluation. The committee observed that the project cost breakdown is that the construction of the 23 new senior high schools will cost a total of $98.9 million at a unit cost of $4.3 million. There is going to be an upgrade of 75 existing senior high schools at a cost of $120,000 per unit, and that gives a total of $9 million. There is also an expansion of 50 schools to increase capacity to absorb more students, and a scholarship to 10,400 students to pursue senior high education at an estimated cost of $500 per year for 3 years, giving a total of $15.6 million. Research, monitoring and evaluation will cost $15.9 million and contingency of $600,000.
The minority caucus was unhappy about the fact that government continues to borrow to increase the national debt. They were equally not enthused about borrowing to buy school sandals, pens and pencils and sanitary pad for the students. The ranking member on education is Professor Dominic Fobi.
It is true that we need to increase access in secondary education and expand resources so that many of our youth who are now passing the BCE and increasing the population of secondary education can have places. We also equally need to improve facilities and expand the existing facilities as well. But Mr. Speaker, I observe that research and monitoring alone is attracting more than what is required even to do expansion of grading work. It's 15.9 million. It is going to research, monitoring and evaluation. I also feel strongly that taking a loan, foreign loan, to buy sanitary pads, rulers, to buy pen and pencils, Mr. Speaker, I think it's out of place. Why can't we use our own budget to support such a thing?
The House later approved the $156 million loan after the voice vote was rejected and a headcount conducted with 83 against 105 in favor of the majority.
Dominic Hologie and Augustus Akwe filed that report from Parliament. Meanwhile, Education Minister Professor Jane Opoku-Agyeman has welcomed Parliament's approval of the $156 million to finance the Ghana Secondary School Education Improvement Project. Addressing newsmen in Accra yesterday, Professor Opoku-Agyeman said the money has come at a time when government, the ministry and all relevant stakeholders consider secondary education critical, which required both financial and human commitment to deliver quality education at that level. The objective of the project is to increase access to senior secondary education in underserved districts and improve quality in low-performing schools, Erabna Paha reports.
The project is expected to benefit approximately 30,000 new students in secondary schools, 150,000 in low-performing schools, 2,000 senior high teachers, head teachers, in addition to education officials. The minister gave a breakdown of the project.
We have traveled a very long path, and this path has ended in today's parliamentary approval of our request to the World Bank to support us in our secondary education improvement project. The proposed project will support the government's community senior high school program through two components. One, support to increase access with equity and quality in senior high schools, and two, support for management, research, monitoring and evaluation. The total cost, including contingencies, is $140.1 million. This component uses a results-based financing. It uses this modality. Disbursement up to a capped absolute amount will be made against specific line items in the education sector annual budget. There are some students who are taking care of themselves, and therefore the smallest cost may be a reason why they are not even in school, let alone move up. We know our children and our families who are differently endowed, and therefore they need different facilities in order to be able to learn. It may be expensive, but it is a necessary cost that the nation must bear, because we cannot use cost as a reason why they should be left behind.
On the issue of sanitary pads that arose in Parliament during the approval process of the loan, Professor Pokwajiman said research has shown that girls in the adolescent period, especially those in deprived communities, stay out of the classroom due to unavailability of hygiene and menstrual toiletries, hence the need for the ministry to prioritize that area by providing those students with the needed materials in order to improve sustainability.
Erabna Paha reporting.